Let's talk a little bit about your cases, and maybe we could start out with the cervical patient because we've talked a lot about ovary, but why don't we start out with your 37-year-old lady?
Yeah, so you know, this was a patient who was diagnosed with the stage 1B1 squamous cell carcinoma of the cervix, and she had what a lot of patients would have for this, and that's a radical surgery to remove the uterus and the lymph nodes. And she had negative margins and negative nodes and did well for about 2 years, and then came back and presented with this hoarse cough and vague abdominal pain. And as you know, most patients, anything that looks as a deviation from their normal setting brings them in, and that's indeed what happened. We did do a PET-CT, and she had suspected disease that was extending all the way up the chain, and she had a mass in the lateral pelvis that was associated to the sidewall. And you know, a lot of people will ask, well, how could that happen? I mean, you had a radical hysterectomy with negative margins, and you had negative nodes, so how did it happen? And what we're coming to realize is that, you know, there is probably this issue of a stem cell that does reflect this particular tumor. And there's also several nodes that are essentially not potentially in the nodal chains that are resected. So we still are using relatively imprecise methodologies, although I will say, and the reason I wanted to bring this particular case in is that we're doing a lot more sentinel node mapping now with cervical cancer. It's a story that we've been looking at for more than a decade, but I think that the experience is starting to gain that we're finding some of these lymph nodes in weird places. And so that's probably what happened here, that there was a node in the area that was missed, maybe above the surgical field as well, because the periaortics aren't necessarily always looked at if the pelvic nodes are negative. And in a 2-year period of time, she had growth of tumor.
It's interesting about the sentinel nodes. So if the sentinel nodes are negative, you don't pursue dissection?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're trying to validate the sentinel node thing. So yes, right now we're still doing the nodes, and then we're also doing the basins to make sure that we'll know what the false negative, false positive rates are.
How often do you see disease outside the pelvis at first relapse?
You know, it follows the rules of thirds. So about a third of the time it's in the pelvis, a third of the time it's outside of the pelvis, and a third of the time it includes both. So it's kind of that same mixture.